This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in My Lowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
The proverbial week zero before essentially what amounts to week one next week. And then the real big games kick in week two. And I'm just so glad college football is here. And to join me right now and talk about that, he covers college football for the Sporting News. You can get him on Twitter at BillBender92. Bill Bender of the Sporting News joining me right now on CBS Sports Radio. Bill, what'd you think of week zero last night?
That was a fun game between Miami and Florida. Fun game, a lot of penalties. Everything that game should be, right? You know, exciting finish, and then the late one you got to stay up for and see how Hawaii wins the ball game on a what's it like? Can we call it even a yard? It's checks and balances. I'm not a huge week zero fan, but if we're going to do it, games like that make it a little more exciting.
Yeah, well, as a gambler, I'm all about the late Hawaii game. So that's good for me to be in midseason form to stay up and watch some Hawaii football late at night. The games popped pretty good ratings. I saw somewhere the Florida-Miami game popped like a 4.1. It's one of the best ratings they've had for a college football game in a couple of years.
Yeah, for sure. And, Fox got an amped up studio this year with Urban and Reggie and Matt Leinart and Brady Quinn, and I think that's going to help them gain a little bit of traction on their product, not to mention having some pretty good games. I liked it, I and I'm all about like the presentation being good, and you're exactly right on that. That's a great point.
Yep. Bill Bender, the Sporting News, joining me on CBS Sports Radio. All right, so the real week one kind of kicks in next week. It almost looks like, Bill, everywhere I see as far as forecasting what the playoff is going to look like, the four teams in the playoff, it's some permutation of Alabama, Clemson, Oklahoma, Georgia, and Ohio State. Like, those seem to be the five teams that get the most run in there. Is there a team out there that you think maybe off the grid or out, maybe just call it outside the top 10 that could crack that group this year?
Yeah, it's really hard to find one. That top 10, you hit it again. Now, I'm just going to say you get everything right, and then you can have me on all the time. The top five is exactly what I'm seeing in all of them. 6 through 10 is those teams really trying to knock in. Texas, LSU, Michigan, Florida with a win last night, though. They didn't get the style points that you get when you're a top 10 team. But I've been telling a few teams outside the top 10 that are long shots, Utah being one. Everybody's talked about them enough. We know that the Utes have a decent chance in the Pac-12. And then Iowa State, team that if they can beat Iowa and get to November when they play Oklahoma and Texas, they could have a fun final month of the season.
Yeah, I think probably the average fan who hasn't looked at the college football preseason rankings yet goes, oh, Iowa State, yeah, I know they've had a couple good wins the last few years, and they're 24 heading into the season this year. So this is a year where the rubber meets the road for Coach Campbell and the crew, I guess, huh?
Yeah, for sure. And they've made some strides in that conference and have a chance. But I mean, to your point, this is the landscape we deal with where there are only a handful of teams that are truly capable of winning the national championship. I mean, a lot of people think there's only four with Clemson, Alabama, Georgia, and Ohio State, and then the questions about the Big 12 teams start to surface. So, but yeah, I mean, our bull projections, like everybody else, say Clemson and Alabama in the title game. It's a real shocker.
How intrigued are you by Jalen Hurts playing in Lincoln Riley's offense, given just how different he is than the previous two guys who both won Heismans and became the number one overall picks in the draft?
Yeah, their play calling will be interesting. Just how they employ him. And then, you know, I've told people all offseason, his completion percentage really went up in a spot role last year. And if he can be an efficient passer, hit the guys on time, another stat I was looking at, you know, Baker and Kyler Murray were up around 10 yards per play between pass and run, which is ridiculous. And Jalen's been around 8 for his career because he can use his legs. And I think Lincoln Riley, he's going to find some creative ways to get Jalen Hurts out on the perimeter.
Bill Bender, Sporting News, college football writer, joining me on CBS Sports Radio. What are your thoughts on Notre Dame for the 2019 season? Playoff season for them last year, but obviously it ended terribly in that playoff game against Clemson. What do you think about Brian Kelly and the crew heading into 2019?
Well, Ian Book is a great start, and building an offense around him, a strong offensive line, good targets. Defense has got some good pass rushers like Khalid Kareem, good secondary. And the thing with Notre Dame, obviously, is that tough road schedule. Going to Georgia early, going to Michigan in a weird spot in the calendar in October, and then going to Stanford. And I think those three games are going to be huge. And I think outside of that, it's just not tripping up. Because I think Notre Dame, even at 11-1, would have a hard time getting to the playoffs. That Georgia-Notre Dame game's huge.
Yeah, oh no, it's a monster. And it's a rematch of a game that they played a couple of years ago. It was a really good game early in the season up in South Bend, the year that Georgia made their playoff run a couple of years ago. Bill Bender, Sporting News, joining me on CBS Sports Radio. You mentioned Utah a little bit earlier as sort of a dark horse, and you mentioned the Pac-12, and I think that would be the reason why, you know, you look at the Pac-12 and you go, okay, well, that's a winnable conference for a few different teams. I'm looking, doesn't look like, I think the highest ranked Pac-12 team right now is Washington, and then you got Oregon and Utah kind of in a little bit of a jumble there in the middle part of the top 25. It's been a while since the Pac-12 has been a relevant conference on the big picture playoff landscape. What's the state of the union in your mind with the Pac-12? Are they in a crisis situation? Do they need USC to be back in the mix? What's your status on the Pac-12 right now?
Yeah, I mean, USC wouldn't hurt. And I think Oregon winning against Auburn at Jerry World would be a huge step. And, you know, with Washington the State, and Stanford, they've all been close. I mean, Washington did break through, but that wasn't a team any of us thought could beat Alabama. So, to your point, yeah, USC, they if they get up and running, and we all know the name getting associated with it, they would be one of those teams that would create that. I still think Oregon has a chance to do that because Mario learned from Nick, has recruited well, and I think he'll continue to do that.
Bill Bender, Sporting News, joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Who is this year's UCF? Is it UCF?
Probably. Well, I'm excited to see Brandon Wimbush in that offense. That conference has got a couple good chances there. Memphis, Cincinnati, Luke Fickle's done a great job there. You know, outside of that, Fresno State, USC should be fun in week one. And, you know, I always, when we do G5 conversations, I got to plug in my alma mater, Ohio University, picked to win the MAC under Frank Solich.
Bobcats. Yeah. Last one before I let you go, Bill. It's been a while since there's been any sort of realignment rumbling in college football, but it'll happen again at some point when these the media rights all start to come up. And we think streaming over the internet so much now, it feels like it's going to be so different than when it was all cable television driven. But do you think there's going to be another round coming up here in the next few years where the earth starts to shake underneath college football again? And if so, what does it look like?
Well, that'd be cool. It kind of depends on the health of the Pac-12 and Big 12. And if they stay in line, we'll probably still have 5 conferences. I mean, everybody's always talked about that super conference model, and I don't think we'll get there anytime soon. But, yeah, just keep watching for changes around 2026. There's a popular belief is that when we'll go to 8. I still think it could be sooner. But if we go to 8, I still think everybody's got to play 9 conference games.
Are you an 18 playoff guy? Are you an advocate for that?
I like what we have, but I mean, I can go for 8 if we have a good setup. And I've always said with the 8-teamer, give me the first round on campus and I'm sold, because it'd be cool to see, you know, imagine seeing like Alabama, Ohio State, or, you know, somebody who, like Georgia, go out to Boise for a playoff game. It'd be amazing.
Oh, yeah. Don't tempt me with a good time. That would be good. I would like that a lot. Bill Bender, Sporting News, covers college football. joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Bill, really appreciate the time. Enjoy the games next weekend. College football is here. Couldn't be better.
Hey, sounds good. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.